And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Scientists at UC Irvine have discovered climate change itself is apparently helping reduce greenhouse gases. For decades, we've been told that burning fossil fuels will destroy the planet, but now it turns out that it's actually causing nitrous oxide to break down in the atmosphere faster than expected. You know, it's never too late for a little humility, especially when you've spent decades being catastrophically wrong. But I won't hold my breath. The Olympics are providing a fascinating window into how thoroughly ideology has captured some corners of American life. Freestyle skier Hunter Hess told reporters that representing America brings mixed emotions, explaining he only represents things that align with his moral values, while fellow skier Chris Lillis says he feels heartbroken about ICE enforcement, and figure skater Amber Glenn framed her Olympic platform as a chance to speak out on LGBT issues. You know, it's pretty funny how historically the Olympics have emphasized national unity, you know, with athletes competing under their country's flag. Now they're just representatives of individual political causes. Speaking of immigration enforcement hysteria, a yoga studio in Minneapolis got the full treatment from activists demanding anti-ICE signage in their windows. The confrontation, which was captured on video, shows these activists berating instructors for not being sufficiently political. The Denver-based company with over 200 studios nationwide promptly caved to the mob. Never cave to the mob. It's the same principle as dealing with toddlers, isn't it? Meanwhile, in Indianapolis, an 18-year-old was arrested for threatening to kill everyone in sight at a high school because some students planned a walkout supporting ICE enforcement. Yeah, see, this is what happens when adults are calling law enforcement oppressors. You shouldn't be shocked when kids think they're the liberators. Democrats are scrambling to explain their opposition to voter ID requirements, even as 83% of Americans, including 71% of Democrats, support the policy. Senator Adam Schiff insisted it would disenfranchise people without proper ID, calling it another way to simply suppress the votes. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries read from the same script, claiming Republicans want clear and blatant voter suppression, but neither cared to explain why requiring the same ID already needed to buy alcohol, board a plane, or open a bank account, or pick up a prescription somehow becomes suppression when applied to voting. Corporate America is quietly backing away from gender ideology targeting children. The Human Rights Campaign's Corporate Equity Index saw a participation drop from 380 Fortune 500 companies in 2025 to fewer than 150 this year. Walmart sets the standards with clear carve-outs prohibiting transgender medical interventions for minors in their health plans. And the consequences of irreversible medical interventions on children are finally becoming a little bit too obvious to ignore, even in corporate boardrooms. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.